90.4 FM, Wednesdays in September, in collaboration with 140 BBDO, H20 Cape Town, and Smile Water Warriors. Make every drop count.
You're listening to The Honest Truth on Smile 90.4 FM. We talk topical and relevant issues affecting us as Capetonians. Now, each and every evening on The Honest Truth, at around about 9:30, we get inspirational. This evening, no different. We are in conversation this evening to a soul coach, Emma Hamill. Emma, good evening and welcome once again to The Honest Truth.
Hi, good evening. Thank you very much.
How has your week been since we last spoke?
Absolutely stunning, thank you.
What made it so stunning?
Just a being very positive. In fact, I just met a gentleman on the way here, and he said, "You look like a very happy person." And I said, "I am a happy person." And you know, sometimes it's just about mindset. So well, I've had a very happy week.
Interesting that you mentioned that anecdote. Are happy people instantly recognizable as their gentleman observed when remarking that?
I think so. I think it reveals itself on your face. Even to the point where I actually engaged him, he thought he knew me. I didn't know him, but I engaged anyway. So why not? We always have things to learn from anybody.
Absolutely. Now, Emma, most of us would use the term detoxing as a plan to counteract generally the festive season indulgences, or as a way of eating healthily for a prescribed period. Generally, in my experience, has always been for a prescribed period. But I would, and you also seem to suggest in emmahamill.co.za, that detoxing, in fact, should be a matter of course, that we should, it's something that we should be managing and something that we should be doing consistently. Is that correct?
It is. It's actually becomes a lifestyle choice, I believe. And, you know, once you start on doing something that's positive for you, if you don't make it too prescriptive,
yes,
and maybe take small steps on that, then it can be something that you can change for your life, because it does make you feel better. And obviously we want to keep replicating what makes us feel better.
Absolutely. Now, before we discuss detoxicity and the various forms of detoxing, maybe we can take it a step back and just identify what toxicity is and how we can identify that within ourselves.
Toxicity basically means anything within ourselves that isn't good for us. And that can be anything from the food we ingest to what we're taking on board from other people. It can be emotional stuff, anything that we collectively take within ourselves that actually doesn't serve us, to be honest.
And how do we recognize that it's forming an overwhelming part of who we are? Are there certain behavioral changes? Are there physical changes that we can detect?
Yeah, I would suggest that it's back down to how you feel. Are you sluggish? Are you running out of energy? Do you have mental fog? So is your brain not working properly? Are you feeling angry with the world? Do you snap at your family? These are all signs that we can then say, okay, I'm going to need to take a look at something here because something isn't quite working right.
Also signs possibly that you're just in need of a good holiday and maybe some time off. How can we distinguish between the two?
I would always suggest having a good holiday. I have to say, being a self-employed person, that's very rare. but if you can't take a good holiday, you must actually plan for time out. And that means taking time, I know we say take time away from computers, but if you're looking at stuff on the internet that really brings you pleasure, then I don't see much wrong with that. But it can be, you know, whether we're talking time out, whether it's for walking, spending time with family, whatever that means to you. So that's actually a really nice question. I think we should be putting all that in there as well.
Okay. Would that form under some sort of emotional type of detox? Time for yourself, quality time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, we're going to have a chat about spiritual detoxing, and that's the relationship you have with yourself and with, you know, otherworldly things, whatever that is for you, maybe religious topics. But so, yes, absolutely. If it's about, this weekend, for instance, my husband was in a cycle race yesterday morning, and I went onto the beach with my dog, and I had the most amazing time. And I just said that's me time. That's my detoxing time. That was time especially for myself that I can just, you know, take stock really and just enjoy the time.
We're in conversation with Emma Hamill, the soul coach here on The Honest Truth. If you do have any observations, methods that you possibly use to detox, which others may benefit from, you're welcome to share those with us on the SMS line 35904. Engage with us as well on Facebook and Twitter. How often should we be detoxing, Emma, or is it a matter of individual preference, taste, circumstance?
I think it's up down to individual. How much do you really want to do? I think it's really about checking in on the various areas and saying, you know, taking stock, saying, how am I doing with that? And once you can look at that, then you can maybe pick one of those areas and you can start working on that. It's all about being aware and being conscious of where you're at in life.
Mm.
And once we become conscious, then we can do something about it.
On emmahamill.co.za, you talk about detoxing, and there are whole hosts of different types of detoxing. We're going to be discussing all of those facets after the break. But before we get to the break, should one look at all of those detox areas holistically, or in terms of our own benefits and growth, should we be looking at one at a time?
I think take a read of it anyway. Mm. Take a read of the actual, there was a posting that I put up a while ago on that.
Yes.
I think it's quite a fascinating, you know, insight into it. And if one jumps out at you, I would start with that one.
Okay.
But I certainly wouldn't say don't do any of the others.
Don't
because
do.
I think they are all related, actually.
Yeah, all has some absolutely. Sort of bearing on different facets of your life.
Absolutely. It's about being whole. So how are you whole as a person, each area of those? And the other thing to recognize when you are looking at those areas, maybe even look at the one that you're not prepared to look at.
Tough one.
Because that's usually the one we want to avoid.
All right, we'll have a look at possibly the one that we are trying to avoid and other forms that we can detox next when we continue our conversation with Emma Hamill, soul coach, joining us this evening as part of The Honest Truth.
It's the song that was playing when you got down on one knee.
Sometimes I feel. Yes, I'm at Smile 90.4 FM, Bietenburg met Raphael. Kort voor 10, ons gaan voort met ons geselskap saam met Emma Hamill.
The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini on Smile 90.4 FM.
You're listening to The Honest Truth. We talk topical and relevant issues affecting us as Cape Townians. We're in conversation with soul coach Emma Hamill. Remember, you can find out a whole lot more about the advice that Emma offers at emmahamill.co.za. This evening, we're talking about detoxing and the various types of detoxing. Before the break, Emma, you mentioned that when one looks at detoxing, often there's an area that we avoid. Yes, we can do the food detox, but maybe we'll put the mental detox on a back burner. When we recognize that in ourselves, how should we go about managing our reluctance to be able to look at, say, mental detoxing?
Mental detoxing is quite a fascinating one for me because it doesn't actually take a lot to try and sort out. Again, it talks about being in awareness. So if you can actually watch your thoughts and the processes that are going on in your head, and then basically work out whether the stuff actually belongs to you or not, I think is really valuable. I heard a lovely podcast the other week, and they actually said on there, we actually spend most of our lives worrying about what everybody else thinks about us, rather than actually getting on with our own lives and thinking about fantastic things. And he said, so what happens to the other people in the world? Do you reckon that actually they might be thinking what everybody else might be thinking about? So actually, nobody's actually thinking about anybody but themselves. And it's actually about time we actually put ourselves forward and stop worrying about, you know, the maybes and the maybe nots. Because actually, if it's not real, then what's the point in concerning ourselves about it?
Sounds easier said than done. How does one go about putting yourself first and not in a position where you're concerned about what others may think of you?
So I think really it's about setting ourselves down into a quiet space again, and literally, and as I said, every time a thought comes up that isn't perhaps worthy of giving it any time, it's actually a case of saying, okay, is this really worthy or is it not? And a lot of the time it won't be worth having.
Yes.
And I think it's only when we do become aware of those thoughts and those processes that we can actually make that formal decision. So, you know, we always have. I mean, women have a lot more thoughts going on in their heads than men do. So, and that
really?
Is fact. They do.
Okay.
And, all day we're bombarded with stuff. And actually it's about really working out what is real and what isn't real. And when we work out what isn't real, just try and let it go. absolutely just try and let it go. And it can happen. It really can happen for that. Is it true? Is it not true? Or you don't know. And if it's true, then we can do something about it. If it's not true or we don't know, then actually we just need to park it.
And in letting go or parking it, as you mentioned now, Emma, where will we journey to? In that unknown space,
we'll be journeying to feeling a lot better about ourselves. Absolutely, 100% on that. I mean, I really, really do feel that. And you, because actually, then you can start focusing on the things that actually really matter in your life. If you're busy there wondering what else is going on that has absolutely nothing to do with you, then that's where your energy is going to go. And we all know that what you focus on is what you actually end up getting. So don't bother focusing on something that doesn't belong to you, because actually for me that's a waste of energy.
You're listening to The Honest Truth on Smile 90.4 FM. We're in conversation with soul coach Emma Hamill. We're talking detoxing this evening. There are various types of detoxing, if you will. Food detox, is that all about just eating healthily, Emma?
Yeah, I mean, on my site I talk about as I said, food detoxing, and that's really taking a look at what are you ingesting. I had a client this past weekend, actually, a youngster, and he drinks a lot of sugary drinks.
Right.
And so I'm really trying to get people to drop, for instance, the amount of sugar. We all know that sugar's bad. We've been hearing about this for a while now, because actually it inflames our body, and when our body is inflamed, then it's not working properly. So even if we could drop, if we could just drop sugar, that, you know, a lot of sugar from our lives. I think there's sugar in so much stuff at the moment. And, you know, drink more water. So what I've said to him is, don't drop the sugary drinks completely, because he'll be having headaches and stuff. But, you know, drop it down and please drink 2 glasses of water a day, because he wasn't drinking any. So that's, you know, that's a classic example. Some people might feel rough after eating wheat. They might have a bloated tummy. It's all about, again, becoming aware of how you're feeling after you've eaten something. And, you know, if you're going to do the sugars, then don't do the fats. If you're going to do the fats, then don't do the sugars. And there's a huge amount of information out there at the moment. But again, listen to the body. Listen to how you feel when you have been eating something. And if it's weight you want to lose, then obviously dropping the calories and getting more exercise.
Sometimes it's quite difficult to listen to the body, because there's an implication that you are quite in tune with yourself. But if, as you say, you are ingesting a lot of sugars, it may in fact limit your own understanding of yourself, because the readings you would get from your body would be inaccurate because of all the sugar.
Yeah, so sugar basically makes us high. So it spikes our energy. So we have a very, very high, and then we go very low. And then when we go low, we want more sugar.
Yeah.
So we keep craving it. So our body actually craves that. So, you know, again, minimizing that, and we will be able to start listening to what's going on with ourselves. And we will hear that. If you're feeling that slump, so if you're feeling the 3 o'clock, oh my goodness, I need a bar of chocolate.
Yes.
Then know that your body's tricking you.
Don't fall for
it.
Don't
do it. Don't do it.
Don't fall for it. In conversation with Emma Hamill, soul coach, on The Honest Truth this evening, chatting about detoxing. We've heard about mental detoxing. Interesting here is that you've also made a distinction between from mental detoxing to emotional detoxing. Firstly, what is the distinction?
Yeah, so mental really is looking at your thoughts and what's going on in your head. And emotional is about your heart, really. So it's where have, as you've been growing up, what things have you been picking up along the way that have been other people's emotional outbursts at you? You know, if they've been angry, are you ever angry? And if you are angry, let's take a look at that.
Okay. Emotional detoxing sounds like a difficult one, though, because it's behavioral changes, and that's often so ingrained in us. How do we transform that?
It is a tough one, because actually most of the time we don't want to let it go. And that's a sad reality of that one. And lots of times we don't even know where it came from in the first place. It's, you know, it's really taking a look at our belief systems about ourselves, you know, again, carrying stuff for many, many years. You know, this could go back to way into childhood, where something happened that we can't actually let go of and made us, you know, we're carrying anger from so many years ago. So sometimes we actually have to go back just to go and clear it and understand. I think it's really important to understand that we make decisions in life, you know, whether it's if it's concerning the heart, that we decided at that time was the right thing for us to do. So we could be sitting now and thinking, why on earth did I do that? Well, actually, you didn't have the same knowledge then. So it's back down to the hindsight thing. So don't berate yourself if you did something that you wouldn't do now. you know, 10 years ago, because actually you're in a very different place then.
Is it advisable when looking at emotional detoxing that one also has some sort of professional help regarding this? Because as you mentioned, some of these beliefs and values, or some of the outbursts in the way we react, can go back to early childhood, which we may not necessarily be conscious of or aware of.
I would definitely suggest that. I've been, gosh, on my journey, I suppose, I think I first started really taking a look at the age of 26, and I haven't stopped since.
Yes.
So being a coach, I have other coaches that I talk to regularly.
Yes.
And absolutely, if you are struggling with that, then definitely find out some, just seek out somebody that can help you. And sometimes, you know something, Benito, is actually about being heard. If we can just sit there and tell somebody else our story, and even if it's, you know, choosing somebody that you feel safe with, so even if it's something that is really embarrassing or very private, and you've got somebody there saying to you, you know, there's no judgment here. You're actually, it's okay. And you actually, it's about forgiving yourself, because a lot of the time we won't forgive ourselves for things that we've done in the past that actually we might not be so proud of now.
Yeah, and a large part of that process of forgiving yourself is actually allowing yourself to be in that space where you can actually share your intimate and most darkest, because as you mentioned, it is actually very liberating once you've been able to share thoughts that you've kept to yourself, and you find yourself possibly after such an experience feeling a whole lot lighter.
You do. Absolutely you do, because now your energy is freed up to go and look at something else.
Yes.
And if we can let go of the stuff that we, you know, some people hold stuff for 20, 30, 40 years, and if we can just let go of that, then thank you very much. You know, so what's the point in holding on to some stuff? You know, we do hold on to stuff because there's a payoff, and sometimes the payoff may be we get sympathy from people, you know, it makes us feel good about ourselves. And, you know, in reality, that's not the truth. Okay. Absolutely not the truth. I have to say, I wish this kind of stuff was taught in schools as well, because I'm getting a lot of teens at the moment that I'm working with that are, you know, really struggling with this. So come on, guys, let's get this.
Oh, that's actually a topic for another day, because you mentioned something very, very interesting there, Emma. Keep that on the back burner. Letting go may not always be that easy, but does that also link to some sort of spiritual detox as well?
Definitely with spiritual detox. Again, spiritual for me means taking a look at us and our own behavior and how our relationship is with ourselves, and then, you know, and outside of ourselves as well. We, you know, a lot of people celebrate or take part of the spiritual practices on a Sunday or over the weekend. And my whole thing in life actually is, it's not about one day of the week. It's actually about every single minute of every single day. You know, you don't just go somewhere and say, right, I'm going to be this or just for today. It's about being that kind person, being, you know, giving that smile to somebody. You know, even my conversation with the old, you know, the elderly gentleman this morning.
Yes.
It was, you know, I could see that it made his day. It doesn't do me any harm. And if we could actually all do that a little bit more, again, it makes us feel good and it makes the other person feel good.
Now, we've gone through all of the detoxings, the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental. Going through all of that then, Emma, how do we use the learnings to make positive changes?
Keep it going. You know, I think even on the physical one, I have an interesting philosophy on that, in that I don't particularly like exercise. And so what I do is, whatever I am going to do, I don't do it for exercise. I do it for pleasure.
Okay.
So I've just bought myself a bicycle.
Yes.
And I like riding around my village.
Okay.
And that really works for me. And you know, the payoff for that actually is getting fitter.
All right. So you're convincing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that,
no,
I suppose.
If you want to go for a walk, you go for a walk. And you look at the sea and you look at the mountain and whatever else you've got around you, and really take in what's going on around you. Don't just do it, oh, I've got to go and do 10 minutes today because I have to, you know. Just go and enjoy the process, and the byproduct of that actually is getting healthier.
I like the way you say that, because it's more than just I'm going to do a bike and I'm going to do so many kilometers, because you're actually now being a lot more aware about your surroundings, and often those surroundings you'd miss, for example, if you're traveling in your car.
Absolutely.
Emma Hamill, Soul Coach, once again, thanks for being a part of The Honest Truth. If anyone wants to get a hold of you, Emma, what is the best way that they can do that?
They can drop me an email, and that's emma@emmahamill.co.za.
All right.
We'll have a look at my website. I've got lots of information on there, and they can drop me an email from there too.
That's on emmahamill.co.za. Once again, appreciate your insights, and thanks for being a part of The Honest Truth this
evening.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. The Honest Truth, we talk topical and relevant issues affecting us as Capetonians. Emma Hamill, .co.za, chatting to me earlier this evening. Today on The Honest Truth, we spoke to Dr. Nikki Spies about gender-based violence, looking particularly at questions around masculinity, the way we are socialized, the role of...